Hi everyone, welcome to the Highlights from Ukraine podcast, your daily audio summary of the latest news reported in the Ukrainian media. My name is Artem, and here is the news. 779 days less the Russian invasion of Ukraine. According to the Ukrainian Open Source Intelligence Initiative Deep State, Russian forces have moved forward in the Donetsk region, reports ONN. Russian troops occupied Bogdanivka, a village in the Bakhmut district. In addition, the enemy advanced near Chasovy Yar, Novokalinove, and Tonenke in Donetsk Oblast. Minister of Internal Affairs Ihor Klimenko informed that the police databases contain data on hundreds of thousands of people who may be evading conscription, reports Ukrinform. According to the minister, the police are looking for Ukrainians who are evading mobilization and have already received summons. Law enforcement officers act in accordance with the written request of conscription offices employees. Police with conscription offices can work on the street, but a summons can only be served by a military officer. Dmytro Kuleba, Minister of Foreign Affairs of Ukraine, has stated that active negotiations with Ukraine's allies on supplying the country with additional air defense systems are ongoing, reports European Pravda. The minister clarified that Kyiv hopes to receive two batteries for the Patriot air defense systems and one for SAMP-T system. Kuleba indicated that the decision concerning the supply of the Patriot batteries depends on the US because it's an American air defense system. Quote, basically, if the countries where these systems are located were ready to supply us with them, then it would take a week for us to receive them, unquote, he explained. SAMP-T is the first long-range anti-missile system in Europe able to destroy enemy aircraft at a distance from 3 to 100 kilometers, and ballistic missiles at a distance from 3 to 25 kilometers. The height of attack is up to 25 kilometers. Ukraine received a battery of SAMP-T in 2023. Earlier, Kuleba listed five priorities of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Ukraine for 2024. Supplying Ukraine with air defense systems was first on the list. We would really appreciate if you could rate us, ideally with 5 stars, and leave a glowing review in the app where you are listening to this podcast, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify, and others. This way more people would learn about the podcast and truth about Russia's invasion of Ukraine. President of Ukraine Volodymyr Zelensky had a phone call with Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte and received confirmation that the Netherlands has allocated additional aid for Ukraine, reports Suspilne. In particular, they will provide another 1 billion euros for military aid for Ukraine and 400 million euros more for the rebuilding. Zelensky stated that the funds would be allocated in addition to the Netherlands' commitment within the bilateral security agreement. Rutte added that the Netherlands would also allocate 3 billion euros for military support for the next year. Meanwhile, Czech President Petr Pavel informed that Prague discovered over 1 million pieces of artillery ammunition around the world that can be purchased for Ukraine outside Europe, reports European Pravda. Pavel noted that Czechia's ambition is to swiftly supply Ukraine with as much ammunition as possible. The president added that the Czech-led initiative is not the only one. Quote, Estonia and the United Kingdom are developing a similar one, and France has also spoken about it, unquote, he added. Pavel said Ukraine needs a vast amount of ammunition as it anticipates a Russian offensive in the summer months. The Czech president added that Ukraine is not concerned about where the ammunition will come from and who will provide it. Thank you for listening to the Highlights from Ukraine podcast. We're a commercial initiative of just 2 people and we need your help to grow. Share information about the podcast, rate us in the app, subscribe to our Patreon. With your support, we're getting better. We call on you to demand from governments of your countries to impose the toughest sanctions possible on Russia and its citizens to stop their invasion of Ukraine.